Articles by Fearlessly Courageous from the desk of Dennis Piller. How a lack of thanksgiving limits God. Psalm 78, 41 and 42. They turned back and tempted God and limited the Holy One of Israel. They remembered not his hand, nor the day when he delivered them from the enemy. Have you ever read this psalm to understand its full weight? How can a limitless God be limited by man? But it says so right here. They restricted him. They prevented him from blessing them. Why? Because they remembered not his hand. So how often have you limited God? How many times have we turned away, turned back and forgotten all that he's done for us? The many times he has rescued us, encouraged us, given us a sign to keep our faith strong. How many times has he forgiven our lack of praise, worship, or thanksgiving? Really? How many times? Oh, Dennis, it's Thanksgiving. Must you riddle us with questions about how we limit God? No. What I want to do is bring into perspective the season that we're entering. The perfect opportunity to remember, to humble ourselves by giving him credit for his loving kindness. Being thankful for his undying love will usher in the joy of his salvation to us and our families. I don't want you to miss that opportunity. I look at our church today and I see the same thing. People who leave church on Sunday and out of habit turn their backs on God and thereby limit the Holy One of Israel. You remember not his hand, of his deliverances time and time again. And we wonder about the inconsistencies of God's blessings. We wonder why we seem more like the tail than the head. I think one of the ways that we limit God is in our small thinking and the limiting speech that comes out of our mouths. We speak about what we see as impossible, improbable, or unlikely, or worse yet, our negativity fills our glasses to overflowing, and those dark words grow into a life of their own. What has been the fruit of your lips? Words have real power, yet we spray them loosely, forgetting who we are in Christ, rather than being encouraging and uplifting to those in earshot. We enter into the gossip of the moment, the negativity of situations, forgetting again it is an opportunity to show forth the glory and grandeur of God through what we say and what we do, and a large part of that is what we remember. Remembering God's victory should be a filter for our actions and our words, a filter as we consider the path ahead and how we view that challenge, problem, or catastrophe. Did you know that we can use our previous victories as a weapon? It says in John 10:10 that Satan comes immediately to steal the word, to steal our fruit, steal our peace, to steal our joy, to cause us to be so busy that we forget the many times the Holy Spirit has come to our rescue. Our victories mark us. They empower us. They identify us as children of the Most High God. When we forget, it strips us of real power to see things supernaturally, to see with the eyes of the Spirit that we are overcomers and valiant warriors. When we cease to meditate on God's word and on his victories in our lives, how can we be thankful or joyous or victorious? It said they remembered not his hand. Remembering our past victories in Jesus is a key part of keeping our faith. Speaking out those victories to the face of Satan and his demons busts loose the blessings and power of God upon his thankful children. Say it. Speak out about who you are and about the promises of God to bless and not curse us. Finally, when we are reading the Bible, we see over and over again how Israel remembered not his hand. So we should not make the same mistakes. We need to speak out loud to ourselves about the many victories God has given us. Where is your victory book? Where is your list of redeeming moments because of the power of the Holy Spirit? Look, I need a list when I go to the supermarket or I forget. It says to never let his words depart from our mouth. So we keep the right perspective and not limit God. We should want to remember his hand. We should want to free God's hand to pour forth his blessings on the fruit of our lips and the fruit of our lives by thanking him and worshiping him for his faithfulness, mercy, forgiveness, and redemption. Pastor Dale Brooks is in the hospital this Thanksgiving, battling cancer and COVID pneumonia. He did not have a good day yesterday. His blood pressure and oxygen were very low, but you could hear him praising God even as he slept. You could hear his mumblings of prayer and thanksgiving as he drifted in and out of rest. That is the peace that surpasses all understanding in the natural. That is the power of thanksgiving and remembering the victories of his past. Include Pastor in your Thanksgiving prayer today as you break bread as a family. Use his journey as an accelerator to your faith, to hold fast and hold up your victories before God and before Satan, that whatever your situation is, God has got you and he will see you through this. I told my 97-year-old prayer warrior mom yesterday about Pastor's update, and she said, I'm praying for Kay and the family too. Let Pastor's walk of faith inspire you to remember what Thanksgiving is all about. I pray that you make this a Jesus-filled day for all of your family. Happy Thanksgiving.